Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. So, on this day that is numerically significant because it's 18-20-22, goes up by two each time. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you find it numerically significant?
No.
Or cruciverbally significant?
No.
Okay. Did you find it fun?
Yeah, it was a fun puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. Interesting clueing again. Very, very good clueing.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of a cute theme. So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very enjoyable.
I got stuck in the top left corner.
Oh.
And, but before we discuss my woes, why don't you talk about the theme so that I won't be sort of spoiling the theme discussion.
Okay. The theme was related to crossword puzzles. Not crossword puzzles, jigsaw puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And there were four different clues, the answers of which were just common phrases that you hear in everyday language. But they all could be kind of related back to doing a jigsaw puzzle. So the first one, and the answers, these common phrases, they ran almost or the total length of the puzzle. So they were very long answers. But the first one was 18 across, confess one's true feelings, or step one in solving a jigsaw puzzle. And that was lay it all out there. 28 across, recovery after a heartbreak, or step two in solving a jigsaw puzzle. And that was pick up the pieces. And number 50 across, look for an ideal partner, or step three for solving a jigsaw puzzle. And that was find the right fit. And then finally, 65 across, get some perspective. Or what you do once you've solved a jigsaw puzzle, and that's see the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, very clever. And, you know, after I got the first one, I thought, oh, what are the next three going to be? They're going to be, you know, something you hear common in language. And I never quite could get them without having a few letters in place. But I did get them, and I finished solving in 1920.
Right. I finished solving in 2022, but that's the year that I finished solving in. The actual time was 37:38.
Oh.
Because I had, as I alluded to previously, a spot of bother in the top left corner.
What did you do?
Well, so first of all, the 18 across, I had it all out there, and I thought, well, maybe it's get it all out there. And because I think I momentarily forgot how to spell or two down the nation bordering the Arabian Sea, and that's Oman.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the Gulf of Aden, right?
Yeah.
And that's got an E in it. So I ended up with Oman.
That's just a gulf. This is a country. There is no country of Aden.
I merged the two together ended up with the country of Oman.
Oh.
And I thought that didn't quite sound right. I couldn't figure out if it was Oman or Omen. So, but then I had something else. Anyways, get it all out there, which meant that one down, the something that may be raised on a farm, I had sago, which I believe is a type of lily.
And, yes, it is.
Well, I don't know if you've ever gone to a sago farm,
no.
But they're huge and non-existent. that meant, of course, with get, that you're probably familiar with Dunaway of Mummy Dearest, Fate Dunaway. And so I looked and looked and looked at this crossword last night, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Of course, sago meant that for 15 across, Apple products since 1998, I had eMac. Because before they had the iMac, I believe they had the eMac.
Oh.
Maybe they didn't. Because there's also an editor called Emacs, and I may be getting the two confused.
Uh-huh.
No. They had an eMac. it was short for Education Mac, an all-in-one Macintosh desktop computer, but it was released in 2002. So anyway, I totally messed that up. But when I took a look at it again this morning, I looked at it for half a second and said, "Oh, it's got to be Oman." And then, who ever heard of Faye Dunaway? And so that became Faye. So then I had, then I eventually figured out it was Lay and it was Silo, because I'd been going back and forth between Silo and Sago.
Oh.
So anyways, those were my struggles in top left corner. I know.
Uh-huh.
But
I thought with iMac, that would have been the first corner you got.
Well, you see, because I know too much. I knew about Emacs, and I convinced myself that it was an E. Because, I don't know, I didn't realize that they've been around for, what, that's 24 years.
I think that would have made the crossword public rather upset if somebody used that as an answer, Emacs.
Well, if they feel upset, I recommend they just take a day off and go work at a sago farm, and that'll help calm them down. That wonderful fragrance.
I could just imagine the comments on Wordplay. Emacs, like, the most obscure Macintosh, and you put it in a Wednesday puzzle, they would be very upset about
it. Hey, it wasn't obscure if you were
yes,
in education.
It was. So, anyway, well, that's too bad. But
that's all right.
You did work through it.
I did work through it, yes.
Persevered and got it done.
Well, got a good night's sleep. That's always the trick.
Uh-huh.
I like the fact that they had 16 across grassy plain as a Llano, L-L-A-N-O.
The Llano.
Llano. Sorry, I don't even know what language it is that I mispronounced there. Spanish? Okay. That's usually the language I mispronounce. Mm-hmm. And then...
A's are always schwa.
Okay. Schwa, yes. I remember a schwa.
Mm-hmm.
And then 68 across, animal that wears red pajamas in a popular children's book, that was llama.
Right.
So they had Llano.
Llama. Llama.
Llama and Llano in one crossword.
Yes, they did.
So I sort of thought that was interesting.
Yes, it
was. Are you familiar with the llama in a popular children's book?
No, because by the time that book came out, our children were no longer children.
Ah, but you do know the book.
I do. I have seen the book. Yes,
Llama, Llama, Red Pajama by Ann
yes.
Dudney.
Uh-huh. Yes, I have seen the book, but we never had that one.
It's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the most educational clue of in the puzzle was 60 down. Brand originally called Froffles.
Yes.
It was Eggo.
I know. I put Oreo. But it didn't last too long. But yes.
Oreos Froffles. Never do last very long. People tend to eat them.
Uh-huh. Froffles. What
yeah.
a name.
I know. I hope that on day two of the
let go of my Froffles. It doesn't make it.
I bet someone came in and said, "We're calling it Froffle." And the response was, "Are you kidding? How much do we pay you to come up with Froffle?" I wonder just where that came from.
I don't know. Well, it's waffle. I mean, part of it is a waffle, and Eggo is a circular waffle.
So a frozen waffle
yeah,
is a froffle?
Froffle.
Oh, good Lord. Let's draw attention to the fact that it's frozen and not fresh. Good idea.
Froffles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else was interesting here? Relative of a raccoon is a coati.
Right. I did not know that.
I think they've used that before. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it has been used before, but I completely forgot.
It reminds me of the name of a dinosaur, coatl or something like that.
Oh,
but,
really?
And then next to that, they had the data, or possibly the Dada Pioneer Max.
Uh-huh.
The answer was Ernst.
Max Ernst, yes.
I'm thinking is it Dada or Data?
Data.
Data? Okay, see, now you've gotten me confused as to how to pronounce anything with the letter A in it. Yeah, so...
I also... it was a bit of a stumper. I had to go back to when I used to teach... household equipment. We do a unit on electricity, but 56 across. 1 volt divided by 1 ampere is an ohm.
Yes.
Yes.
That was
unit
the,
of resistance.
That was the one, the one clue that I actually knew the answer to. And then they also had a 41 down sluggish. Logy, L-O-G-Y, or possibly Logy.
Logy.
Logy?
I've heard it pronounced Logy.
I've never heard it pronounced by anyone, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good crossword, I guess.
I think so.
I spent way too much time on it, though, so. Mm-hmm. But it definitely, I like what they did with that jigsaw theme.
Mm-hmm. I noticed 10 down was quite appropriate. Alex votes in on a day when there were many, many elections across the country.
So right.
Nice reminder. I hope people, when they did it, they got, oh, today's election day. I better go vote.
Of course, I started with opts for, but
oh,
it does fit.
No, that was down in 71 across. Choose to participate, opt in.
Well, that is true, but mm-hmm. I didn't get down to that, obviously, for a while.
Yep.
So. Okay, well, this was by Andy Kravis.
Nice job, Andy.
Nice job, Andy. And I think that's it for today.
Okay.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.